This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, so George is not in his Deadpool outfit, but he's going to tell us a little bit about the world of motoring and the lifestyle associated with motoring. What do we got today?
Well, do you know who the only first and only woman Formula One racer was from South Africa?
Leanne Moll.
Maybe, maybe not. Her name is Desiree Wilson.
I don't know Desiree, Desiree. Wilson. No, I don't remember Desiree.
Well, she's a little bit before our time. She was born in 1953, and she's the first and only woman to ever win in Formula One race.
Wow.
The reason I bring that up is because I met another lady who's an up-and-coming racing driver in South Africa called Tasman Pepper.
The other night at the Coty Gala event.
And Tasman Pepper is off to Germany this week with she's the first woman from Africa to race in the W Series on May the 4th in Hockenheim.
Very good.
Yeah, so a woman up and coming in South Africa, racing driver. Hopefully she gets to Formula 2 and then Formula 1.
She's got a name that's destined for fame.
Tasman Pepper.
Mm. Tasman Pepper, I like that. All right,
yeah,
cool.
And it's a real name. So, often people have these names that they make up.
She drives like a demon?
Yeah, apparently so. She's beating the guys.
Good.
So all good right. for her. Cool. And then Alstom Nissan chief, Carlos... I don't even know how to say his surname. Ghosn, Ghosn, has fired back at Nissan's board for claiming conspiracy and backstabbing because he was fired and charged with false disclosures in Nissan's corporate financial statements, and then also charged with omitting tens of millions of dollars of income in public filings. And now he's come back and said that there's politics at the board, and that he's not as guilty as what they make out because that's been taken out of context.
So it sounds like shenanigans.
Shenanigans, and he says he still loves his country, Japan, but there's things going on in Nissan that he knows about.
Uh oh.
Yeah, watch this space. I think the Japanese politics are coming out. And then Volvo cars from 2020 are going to impose 180 kilometer per hour speed limit on all their cars.
It's not a bad idea.
No.
And also, if you're buying a Volvo, you won't care.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
No one in a Volvo has ever gone, shit, this thing needs to go at 200. Ever. No Volvo driver ever said that.
Well, they are known as the safest brand.
Car. Right. That's been their marketing ploy for many years. Mm. They claim to be the safest car on the road. And their drive is to, by 2020, not have anybody die in a Volvo. That's their drive.
That's a... big claim.
Big claim. Big ball. Big vision.
Yeah, but they can't do that because it's going to be some human error thing.
Yeah.
That's going to cause it. It's not going to be the car.
Well, maybe self-driving cars are around at that point and,
We can only hope.
We can only
By
hope.
By next year.
But what do you think of this? I mean, there's nothing wrong with a car having a minimum speed limit.
No. I mean, if you think about the, a couple of tons of metal going at 200 kilometers an hour, it should be on a racetrack. So limiting a car's speed limit, 180 is even too fast, I think.
Listen, if you were going at 180 and you hit some kind of obstacle or there's something in the road that you didn't see or there's a piece of tire or whatever, it could be really, really bad.
Very.
You hit it at the wrong angle or something. There's a lot of Newtonian physics at play here that could send you spinning and careening out of control into a barrier, off the road, down a ditch. It's not worth it. And 180 is fast.
It's frickin' fast. I mean, if you think about it, human maximum sprinting speed is what?
About 14 k's an hour.
14, 16
really
k's an hour. What's that dude's name?
Usain Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt. And you're doing 10 times that speed inside a tin can. No thanks. I like speed, but
we're
not
on
the roads.
Our bodies are not built for it. Okay, now hang on. The fastest a human has ever run is 45 kilometers an hour.
Oh, jeez.
45.
Usain Bolt ran it. Yeah, 45 kilometers an hour.
Well, 15 is probably you and I.
I think I'm less. I can do like 10. Yeah.
I'm less.
All right.
So Volvo's, I think, doing something good for safety. And then Mercedes-Benz, not Mercedes-Benz, but there's a company by the name of Incus. And Incus is known for bulletproofing or creating safer cars that that can withstand bullets and
I heard
stuff.
Didn't you have a boyfriend called Incus at high school?
Yeah, called him Inky.
Oh,
Inky.
Inky was very good.
He's the bulletproof cars.
So look how well he's done.
Yeah. Exactly.
So why would they do this?
They do it for the rich and famous who think they have a hit on them, I suppose.
Well, but what
if you're Serbian?
So what they've done is they've gone one step further. They've made the G-Wagon. You know the G-Wagon.
Huh.
Which is a very popular car among celebrities. They've made the G-Wagon not only bulletproof, but now grenade and bomb-proof.
Well, you know.
Sure.
The killer's out there. You always got to protect yourself, George. I'm all for this.
And believe it or not, this G-Wagon doesn't look like a military vehicle.
No, it looks like a normal G-Wagon. It probably weighs a ton. Because when you bulletproof these cars, you're using thick steel. You're using Kevlar. You're using all kinds of materials that will deflect fire and bombs. And I mean, it weighs a lot more than a normal car.
Exactly. But you can get the G63, which is then really powerful and probably can handle that weight.
If you open the door of one of these cars, I have before, the door itself, just to open it, is heavy.
It's heavy. Oh. It's like a tank.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, it's solid, thick.
Oh, that's why the Queen doesn't open her own car doors.
Absolutely.
That's the reason.
She couldn't. She tried. Yes. Yeah, she couldn't.
I think there's somebody else who thinks they're the Queen on The Bachelor called Jacqueline.
Ooh. Oh, you've been watching it, George.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Throwing shade.
Welcome to the clan.
So, are you still watching?
I watched half of it last night, and then I was like, no, stuff this. I need to watch Billions, so I'm going to carry on watching it later today.
My God. Billions is out, the new series.
Yes.
Oh,
so
shit. Okay, bye-bye The Bachelor.
Yeah. Oh. So it aired on Wednesday night at about 11 o'clock at night. I wasn't going to watch it then, so I watched it on catch-up last night.
Okay, well, at least you watched it. You're keeping up. I'm not. I've fallen off the wagon. I'm sorry.
I haven't been watching TV since Billions and Game of Thrones .
Oh, goodness. Well, come Sunday.
Exactly.
You'll be
I'm going to be glued.
Would you buy one of these bulletproof cars?
No.
Did you see that Serbian dude being taken out?
No.
In Bryanston?
This week. Mm.
In a complex. Security complex.
Yeah, but he must have done something.
No, of course.
They've been after him for a while.
Yeah, he must have done something.
He spent years in hospital recovering from a previous attack.
Oh, my goodness.
He almost like lost his jaw. So he was just plastered and put together, only just,
and then
killed. Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Anyway, just stay away from drugs and crime, kids.
Crom.
And then very lastly, Aston Martin's bosses say that this luxury vehicle may get cheaper in the coming months.
Good.
If the UK has a no deal but stays in this Brexit deal.
What?
So if the UK doesn't exit and become part of the EU, the pound might plummet. The pound might get weaker.
So if they do exit,
if they don't become part of Europe, but it's what the people want.
So in other words, if they stay in Europe,
yes.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, Aston Martin, but that's really beyond all of us. And Theresa May can't even make up her mind what to do here. None of the people in Parliament can. Sorry.
So Aston Martins may become cheaper in the future.
But if they became cheaper, no one would want them.
Well, I mean, they're getting better. They used to. There was a period where the Aston Martin had really bad gearboxes.
Really?
Yeah, and they would break. And they're nice cars, but I think, in my opinion, they're not a real sports car.
I remember my aunt phoned her daughter, my cousin, the once, to say, "You'll never believe where I am." She said, "Where, Mum?" And my aunt said, "I am the passenger, and we're driving at the moment in an Aston Martin."
Ashton.
And my cousin said, "Mum, that's very nice, but what you need to do now is turn to the gentleman and apologize for calling it an Aston Martin."
Or give his whiskey back.
Yeah.
All right, that's terrific. I mean, I wouldn't. I'm not saying I wouldn't take one for free.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no, hey?
But, you know.
That's not my favorite car on the planet. It's a nice looking car.
I don't think Aston Martin's going to change the tune, turn the tide on Britain leaving the EU. That's going to happen, whether Aston Martin like it or not.
So tell me something. Did Jack? I'm going to watch it later. But did she stay? Did she stay?
Yes, she stayed.
Damn!
Who's your favorite, George?
I love that George is really into this. This is great.
The makeup artist, Gina.
Do you also think Gina will win?
I watched half of it last night, and I suppose he kisses them willy nilly.
No, he's kissing everyone.
Yes, exactly.
No, he kisses them on the lips, George.
I had to think about that for a second.
Yeah, me too.
And they're willing.
Not that type of show.
And then last question. Do you think they'll actually end up together after the show? Do you think there'll be an engagement?
No. I think a lot of them, including him, are into the fame.
I don't know that is going. I'll keep quiet now.
All right. Controversial statement from George to end our Friday morning. Thank you, George.
This is CliffCentral.com.